Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me today, and it's always a pleasure. Those of you who just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, thank you for that. Well, folks, I'm having a little trouble here. I'm doing my best to hold this new book I have in my hand. It's Pierce Howard's, Dr. Pierce Howard's third edition, The Owner's Manual for the Brain. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger. In fact, I'm actually feeling a little strain on my back holding this thing. It's so huge, but it's just a beautiful work. And those of you who know my show, you know who Pierce is. And he often joins us with his wife, Jane, who's not here today. But Pierce is the director of research for the Center for Applied Cognitive Studies. And his book, The Owner's Manual for the Brain, has become a cult book, I think. I see it all the time in bookstores, and it's a very important work, and so many things inside of it that Pierce shares with us on our show, and we really appreciate that. Pierce, welcome back to the show.
Greetings, Jim. Pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back, and congratulations on this book. You know, Pierce, more and more suitcases are coming with wheels these days. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
You know, any little bitty kind of a thing comes with wheels and a handle. And so I'm thinking that this book needs to come with wheels and a handle. What do you think?
Good advice. Probably eventually it needs to be on a CD or it needs to be online.
What does this thing weigh? This thing's got to weigh 8 pounds. It's beautiful and well done, and congratulations on the third edition. And folks, whenever something's reached the third edition, you know, publishers don't publish books for fun. They have to be highly successful to go that far. So congratulations, Pierce.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
You and I have been talking a little bit about happiness. And, by the way, before we get started on that, you and I have also talked about sleep in the past.
Yes.
And I've had a number of people to tell me that the things that you've told us about sleep has really helped them to understand their own night's sleep and their sleep behavior. But the reason I brought that up is this week is National Sleep Awareness Week. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Well, you have to come to this show to get this kind of information, Pierce. But National Sleep Awareness Week. And so anyway, I thought about you because, and folks, if you'd like to know more about that, go to Pierce's position in our Brain Trust, which, by the way, this week you can find him in the schedule as well as on the blog. And you'll find a quick link to his other archives, and you can go back and listen to what he told us about sleep awareness, which is very fascinating. But let's talk about happiness, Pierce. What's the news on happiness?
Well, the biggest news is a 50-year study that was done, and it led to an article in the American Psychologist, the title of which was, "If We're So Rich, Why Aren't We Happy?"
Mm-hmm.
And the 50-year study showed that essentially, back in 1950, 25% of the population, roughly, reported feeling happy most of the time. And 50 years later, it was still at 25%. And the question was, if the standard of living and material possessions and income and et cetera had increased so much during that 50 years, why didn't happiness increase along with it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the author of the article tried to give several explanations, including such things as greed. The more you make, the more you want, and
right.
That doesn't make you happy. You just,
right.
You know, feeding the fire. There were several explanations, but the one that the author did not make that I thought he needed to was the fact that happiness is not a universal characteristic of people. It's not a universal goal. Happiness is a state of the presence of positive emotion and the absence of negative emotion. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And we know that happiness, that we know that positive emotions such as excitement and ecstasy and enthusiasm and surprise, all of those things, those positive emotions are what we call normally distributed in the population. You've got people that are that have a lot of positive emotions, people that have very little, they're kind of poker-faced and cool, if you will. And then they kind of people in the middle that, you know, sometimes they're that way and sometimes they're not. So it's distributed from all the way from real enthusiastic and cheerleader on one end all the way to the other end of essentially the absence of positive emotion. And the same thing's true with negative emotion.
Hold on to that thought, Pierce. We're going to take a quick break, folks, and come back and talk about some more about how your brain works when it's when you're trying to be happy. Why are you happy? Are you not happy? Why is that? Pierce knows, and he'll tell us about that when we come back for these messages. And if you're not, he'll help you find some. 20 Tales, stay with us.
I cannot be denied.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you'll go there, you can listen to some of the past archives that we've conducted with Pierce Howard, as well as some with Pierce and Jane Howard, Pierce's boss, Jane Howard. And you can find those very easily on our website. This week, especially, since Pierce is on the show this week, he'll be featured in our schedule page and as well as on our blog. And, of course, you can find him alphabetically and by category in the Brain Trust and in the archives and the articles and all that. He's all over the place. The Owner's Manual for the Brain, third edition. That's Pierce's brand-new book out. We're going to put wheels and a handle on it. It's such a magnificent, massive book. Pierce, we're talking about happiness. Where is happiness found? How do I get it? If I don't have it, can I get it? How do I do that?
Well, the meaning of the word happiness, it comes from an old Norse word, H-A-P-P, up, which means good luck. So in that sense, you can't get it. if happiness is luck, then you really can't get it. It's the wheel of fortune. It's the luck of the draw.
Mm-hmm.
And in that sense, happiness is bred in some people genetically. And roughly one person out of 10 is going to be born in such a state that throughout their life, they're naturally going to be full of warmth and enthusiasm and giggly and bubbly. And they're not going to experience worry and sadness to any degree or anger, what we call the so-called negative emotions.
But when you meet people like that, Pierce, don't you get the idea that they don't really understand what's going on?
Well, one reason that you get that feeling, Jim, is there are not many of them. I mean, one in 10 is not very many. And
yeah.
And maybe the rest of us are a little defensive. And so
and cynical.
but we're envious and we say, you know, they're clueless. Whereas, in fact, it's a natural state for them. And they may be concerned about things, but they don't have the gnawing, lingering sense of worry that others do who aren't that one in ten. Let me give you two examples. Julie Andrews plays the role of Maria in Sound
right.
of Music.
Great role, great movie.
Great movie. I've saw it with my kids 20 times.
Yeah, of course.
Well, Maria, at one point in the movie, decides to have kind of a change of attitude, a change of life, a change of situation, and she goes to a convent. Well, you go to the convent, that cheerleader kind of persona doesn't fly, and so you've got to suppress it. And you remember the song that they come up with.
How do you catch a clown and pin it down? How do you solve a problem like Maria?
Yeah, how do you solve a problem like Maria? Because that she was irrepressibly happy, and she couldn't suppress it. That's her nature She wasn't trying to be that way. It's just her nature coming through. Another good example is Life is Beautiful, the Academy Award-winning movie with Roberto Benigni in it, who plays a man who ends up going to a concentration camp. And again, his sense of happiness, vita e bella, life is beautiful, it can't be suppressed, and it comes out even in the concentration camp. So the point of this is that if our goal is to be happy like Roberto Benigni and Julie Andrews in those two movie roles, we are set for major disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
And what is a much more realistic goal is things other than so-called happiness, such as full mental engagement, being so absorbed in what we're doing that we lose all sense of space and time and temperature and hunger. Now, that's a pretty nice place to be so fully absorbed in what one's doing. Now, I call that engagement. I don't call that happiness.
Do you think that comes better with age?
No. I think that there are...
Don't you think that wisdom plays a part in that?
That's to say that a teenager or a young person can't be absorbed. Do you ever make
I didn't say it was the domain of the older. I said, don't you think it comes easier with age?
Well, it comes easier when you realize that there are things you can do to control whether you're in that flow state or not.
The reason I say that is because as I've been a business owner now for the last 17 or so years. You know, when I first started out, something would happen that I thought, you know, well, surely this is going to take me down today. And somehow the sun came up the next day and I was still in business. And so the more I deal with things that would have made me happy, made me unhappy 15 years ago, now are simply something I deal with. And they don't, they're just a minor little speed bump.
Yeah, it's like the Greeks said, man must suffer to be wise.
Exactly. Well, and you know, I don't think I'm one of those one in out of 10 people who are always happy. But I do think that I've learned how to be happy. Can I do that? Is that
absolutely
possible?
Absolutely. We learn over time and we can get better at things over time. The two things that we can do to try to stay in that sort of flow state, as it's called, are, well, maybe we should talk about those.
Yeah, hold that thought. Folks, one of the things that I've learned how to do is to recognize my blessings and find happiness in those. That helps me a lot. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back with our good friend, Dr. Pierce Howard, the author of The Owner's Manual for the Brain, now out in third edition.
At least the mystery is gone.
Won't you come away with me? Oh, where we are flying high.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Pierce Howard, Dr. Pierce Howard, the author of The Owner's Manual for the Brain. It's out now in third edition. I've got my beautifully autographed copy, and Pierce, thank you for that.
Pleasure.
Tell us where the book's available and give us your website as well, please.
Well, it's distributed by National Book Network and is available through all the major in-store and online book vendors. Our website is www.centax.com.
And can they find the book there?
Yes.
Can they find a little review or a table of contents or anything like that?
Yes,
there?
Table of contents is on
good,
the website.
Good. Folks, don't be intimidated by the size. This is a book that you can read one page at a time, and I certainly encourage you to check it out. Pierce, one of the things that I've learned from this book over the years are just some of the ways that human beings behave, why they behave the way they do, and the right brain, left brain thing. It's very informative, and I'm glad you did it.
Appreciate it.
Let's talk some more about happiness. You were about to tell us something as we went to the break.
Yeah. As an alternative to wanting to be happy, I would propose that people decide that they would simply like to be content or satisfied or engaged. And when one is in this so-called flow state, one loses all sense of time, temperature, and the environment, because you're so absorbed in what you're doing, your mind just kind of shuts the rest of the world out. That's a very nice place to be. And there are two things that we can do. Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, a Hungarian-American researcher at Claremont Graduate School in California, he identified two things that we can do to stay in that flow state. Not only can we do it for ourselves, but we can do it for people around us, our workers, our family. The two things that we can do in any situation, whether it's playing a game of tennis or a game of chess or taking on a task at work, that in any task, there are two major elements: the skill that we bring to the situation and the difficulty of the situation itself, or the demands of the situation. So, for example, I found myself in a library one day, one Saturday, and I was deep into flow and thoroughly enjoying what I was doing. And all of a sudden, I found myself aware how hot it was, and I was hungry, and I was out of flow. And it was because I had been reading a paragraph over and over and over again. And I realized that what had caused me to lose that sense of flow was there was a statistical formula in that paragraph I didn't understand. And I was getting frustrated because what was being demanded of me was more than what I brought to the situation. So to remedy it, I went and found a statistics textbook, studied the formula, learned it, mastered it, and then went back to my other article and continued, and I was back into flow. So one thing you can do is to increase your knowledge or skill level to meet the demands of the situation. I mean, even if it's such a small thing as to practice or rehearse.
So you're saying that, for example, if I'm not happy with my level of performance as a business owner, and that makes me unhappy, maybe learning about more about finance, more about accounting, more about marketing, whatever, something that would give me a new tool, a new lever, that might contribute to my happiness? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. It may be a matter of knowledge. It may be a matter of skill. And if you don't know what it is, if you don't know what it is that you lack, then that's the time to find a coach or a mentor.
Mm-hmm. Unhappiness might manifest as frustration, right?
Exactly. In fact, what frustration is when the demands of the situation exceed what I bring to it.
That's what I was thinking, was that if you're feeling frustrated, and then maybe frustration is because you aren't able to accomplish what you want to accomplish. Maybe it's an education issue.
Exactly.
So Pierce, let me I've got to wrap it up, and we can talk about this next time, but let me ask you this question. You've told us before that we can't really change our personality, but we can change our level of happiness, can't we?
We can certainly change our expectations about what we want out of life.
Well said. The Owner's Manual for the Brain, Dr. Pierce Howard is the author. Third edition, just out now wherever books are sold. Thank you, Pierce, for being here. Good job, as always. And be sure to tell Jane we all said hi.
Pleasure. I'll do that.
Dr. Pierce Howard, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, this program is for you. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.